This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council has resoundingly defeated a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the UN arms embargo on Iran, with the Trump administration getting support from only the Dominican Republic. The U.S. vowed further action to prevent Tehran's sale and export of conventional weapons. Friday's vote in the 15-member council was 2 in favor, 2 against, and 11 abstentions, leaving it far short of the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption. Russia and China strongly opposed the resolution but didn't need to use their vetoes. The Trump administration has said repeatedly it will not allow the arms embargo provision in the Security Council resolution, endorsing the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and 6 major powers to expire as scheduled October 18th. European Union ministers agreed Friday to draw up a list of targets in Belarus for a new round of sanctions in response to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's post-election crackdown. Sweden's Foreign Minister Ann Lind sent a tweet that the EU will now initiate a process of sanctions against those responsible for the violence, arrest, and fraud in connection with the elections. Once that list is finalized, each individual or entity on it will have to be approved unanimously by member states, but officials said none of the 27 raised objections to the idea of sanctions. Chinese shoppers on Friday expressed dismay at news that traces of the coronavirus had been found in imported frozen food, some saying they would avoid the products. The two cities in China reported that they found the virus in frozen chicken wings imported from Brazil and shrimp from Ecuador Thursday. This is VOA News.